I do not wish women to have power over men, but over themselves. Those are the words of Mary Wollstonecraft. Her name probably doesn't ring a bell for most here in America, but it definitely does in Britain. Mary Wollstonecraft was a prominent early feminist in the UK, and there is a campaign there to build a statue to honor her memory. The woman behind that effort is author and journalist Bea Rowlatt. And full disclosure, Bea, you also used to run the world's London office at the BBC.
I have that privilege, yes.
Welcome back, Marco. So first off, who was Mary Wollstonecraft?
Mary Wollstonecraft was the mother of feminism in the English language. She was the first person to write about women's rights and equality. This is, you know, back in the 18th century, around about the time just after the American Revolution and around the time of the French Revolution. She's also, if the name rings a bell, it could be because she's the grandmother of Frankenstein. Her daughter was Mary Shelley.
Right.
So she resonates on many levels. But her personal contribution was she was a huge figure in the Enlightenment. She wrote very significant political treaties, one of which was a vindication of the rights of woman.
So it may connect with Americans now that she gave birth to Mary Shelley, the author of Frankenstein. But I mean, Mary Wollstonecraft was, in her own right, ahead of her time. Why is she not more famous? Why is she not more celebrated?
She was notorious in her day. She actually met and was quoted by the second president of the United States, John Adams, whose very own wife was described by him as a disciple of Wollstonecraft. The problem is that she had what people refer to as a colourful personal life, which now, you know,
yeah, what's that
really
code
nothing
for?
Even remotely close to Lindsay Lohan. But in the day, it effectively rendered her toxic. She was described as a hyena in petticoats. She died at the young age of 38, and her reputation was in tatters because she'd had an illegitimate child. She'd shacked up with an American in revolutionary Paris. And these things came out after her death. And effectively, it wasn't until the suffragette movement over a century later that people began to recalibrate the huge influence that she'd had and how far ahead of her time she was.
So that's all really good for the history books. Why do you care about her? Why are you spearheading this campaign to get a statue built in her memory?
The more I read about her, the less I could believe that she wasn't widely celebrated in the way that, say, Jane Austen is. She's a remarkable woman. She's an 18th century rock star. The more you find out about her, the more exciting she is. I just think she's amazing. I've retraced some of the journeys that she made. She traveled in 1795 on a treasure trail in Norway. And she took a one-year-old baby with her. I mean, the woman was just unstoppable. She knocked off a bestseller on the way, which was hugely influential on the Romantic movement. So, you know, for this, I just think that she really deserves a memorial. There's no permanent memorial to her anywhere. And that's what the campaign is about. It's called Mary on the Green. Hashtag Where's Wally? W-O-L-L-Y. Because unfortunately, Wollstonecraft is a very hard name to spell. Maybe that's why she never had a memorial. People just can't spell her.
Yeah. Well, what about this green? Where should this statue go? Which green in all of the greens of the UK?
Green is designed to go in a small part of North London called Stoke Newington. And it's Newington Green that very much hopes to be the site of this future memorial.
And why Newington Green?
That's where she lived. She was radicalized there. She came to London. She came from a very horrible background, very much kind of pulled herself up and was self-educated. And it was here that she founded a school for girls, and she began her career as a leading Enlightenment intellectual.
Bea Rowlatt, author, journalist, thank you very much for this.
Thanks very much, Marco. Bye.